Angelo Dominic of Belleville, New Jersey, shows the batting stance that makes him an all-star slugger. What kid wouldn't have fun at world-famous Yankee Stadium? Cold-blooded courage. Close to the edge.
Hey, Angelo, you better look out. 4-year-old Patrick Muchigrasso grabbed a pile of snow from the ground. He packed it into a tight ball and took aim at his older cousin. He missed. With an excited shout, Patrick started to run. He knew that Angelo wouldn't miss. The 11-year-old all-star first baseman had an accurate throwing arm. Reaching down, Angelo formed a huge snowball of his own. Then he nailed his cousin in the leg with it. They both laughed loudly. Angelo and Patrick were playing outside on a very cold February afternoon. They were spending the day with their family in Toms River, New Jersey, at the home of their aunt. Her backyard was a great place for kids because it was right on the edge of Barnegat Bay. There was always something fun to do near the water. At the moment, nobody else was around. All the adults were inside enjoying the warmth of the fireplace. Dressed in heavy coats and wool hats, the boys braved the frosty 28-degree weather. They had spent many winter afternoons here, climbing trees, sledding, and playing catch. As Angelo started building a snowman, Patrick picked up a small flat rock. "Angelo, look how far I can throw this rock." When he was sure his cousin was watching, he tossed it into the bay. It skipped along the thin sheet of ice covering the half-frozen water. "Wow, you've got a strong arm," Angelo said supportively. "We could use you in our outfield." He continued working on his snowman. Meanwhile, Patrick chucked another rock across the ice, and then another. Each time he threw a rock, he moved closer to the water. Looking up, Angelo called out, "Hey, be careful, Patrick. Don't get too close to the edge." When Angelo spoke those words, he never could have imagined what was about to happen.
Family tradition.
When Angelo Dominic of Belleville, New Jersey, decided to join Little League, it was hardly a surprise to anyone. Angelo is a good athlete who plays many sports, but baseball has always been his favorite. Although he's a talented pitcher, his main position is first base. But it's at the plate where Angelo does most of his damage. One of his former coaches remarked, "The kid's got a great eye and one heck of a bat." Little League has run in the Dominic family for many years. Angelo's great-grandfather was one of the co-founders of the Belleville Little League. Back then, they called it the AmVet League, after the American veterans from World War II. Mr. Dominic and his friends took it upon themselves to bring baseball to Belleville. They constructed a clubhouse, cleared space for a field, and built a dugout for the players. 50 years later, Angelo plays on that very same field. How's that for carrying on the family tradition? Everyone who watches Angelo bat is impressed with his powerful swing. Angelo explains that he modeled it after some of his Yankee heroes. It's hardly surprising that he mentions the New York Yankees when talking about baseball. That's one more thing that has been passed down in his family. His great-grandfather was also a Yankees fan. The Dominic family has taken many trips to Yankee Stadium over the years. Like many kids, Angelo hopes to wear the Yankee pinstripes himself one day as a major league player. Having the opportunity to play youth tournament baseball has been a big step on Angelo's road to the majors. He was thrilled when Coach Earl Wake selected him to play on one of the best traveling teams in the area. Although he was a good hitter and a dependable fielder, Angelo had some doubts when he went to tryouts. He knew there was only room for 3 new kids on the team. But after smacking a few solid line drives, he started to feel like he had a chance. In the end, Coach Wake decided that he needed more muscle in his lineup, so he chose Angelo over many other talented kids. Angelo was proud when he put on his new uniform for the first time. He says, "It made me feel good to know that my great-grandfather was smiling down on me." The reason? Because Angelo was now a member of a Little League team with a very meaningful name. The Belleville AmVets. The team had decided to pay tribute to the good men who started the league 50 years ago, including Angelo's great-grandfather.